Welcome to Sozo Talk Radio, the show where the host is too lazy to even pronounce so-so accurately. This is the most amazingly average to almost slightly better than mediocre broadcast that will be sure to astound you with impressive interviews and talk. Blah, 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 blah. Are they gone? Good. You can never be too careful. Illuminati spies are everywhere. But thankfully, they have notoriously low attention spans, and so it was necessary to fake them out with that utterly boring intro. Sozo is, in fact, a secret code word for soteriological bliss and existential ecstasy that can only be found in relationship with and in childlike abandonment to our loving Heavenly Papa and our Master and Commander, the Good Shepherd, and our salvation, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Messiah. I am your host, Daniel Lovett. Let us embark upon a glorious adventure, exploring the depths and mysteries of Christ, one interview at a time. SozoTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Sozo Talk Radio.
Sozo Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Sozo Talk Radio. I'm here with Will Stone. Yeah, there's a lot to be said about Will Stone. He's a musician. He's a world traveler. Jesus lover. Jesus follower.
There you go. Jesus freak.
Jesus Freak, yes.
I love it.
Guess what? My neighbor just gave me the book Jesus Freaks by the DC Talk compiled. It was actually from Voice of the Martyrs about all these martyrs who gave their lives, paid the ultimate price for following Jesus. And a lot of people have to pay the ultimate price in parts of the world. You know, and this is a big deal in Muslim countries to say, I follow Jesus. I'm going to get baptized in the name of Jesus. Sometimes it spells their death and the ruin of their business, for real. So
he's worth it, you know.
And he's worth it.
This life is very short compared to eternity, you know. Definitely. Yeah. Sounds like a great book.
Yeah, it's an older book. It's from the late '90s, and so my neighbor just gave it to me. It's DC Talk put it out years ago, and so it's got little. Introduction by all three members of the band at the time, you know.
Sweet. I'm a big fan, big fan.
Yeah. Especially of that album too, you know, Jesus Freak, you know, oh my gosh. That was their breakout album for me, you know. Of course, I listened to all their stuff before that too, but. So, yeah. Will, where are you right now then in your world travels?
Yeah, my travels across America. I'm currently in Charleston, South Carolina. It's pretty neat. They call this the Holy City. It's his nickname. So it's kind of neat. We're doing this interview while I'm here. I'm actually posted up. It's in a mall right now. So I'm traveling in my RV. I have light in my RV, but the video situation's a lot cleaner here in the mall. I'm catching Wi-Fi. So we got like Planet Fitness, people getting their workout out behind me. But yeah, it's been really sweet. 2018, I spent about 8 or 9 months on the road, and I'm slowly making my way down south and out west right now. I feel super blessed. It's a blessing of the Lord to be able to travel around.
Yeah, spreading the love of Jesus wherever you go, no doubt.
Definitely.
Yeah, tell me some of the more recent stories that have really, notable stories of encountering people and just blessing them.
Yeah. You know, there's been tons of great churches I've been to, super on fire churches. I remember there's this place called, The Rock in San Antonio, and that was great. There was a guy I was hanging out with and, hardly ever went to church. And, I thought there was some concert going on. I was like, this is church going on. They got a phenomenal band. And actually, it was like, I found out later, it was like a deliverance service, which was pretty intense. And it was like 3 hours long or something. But it was good, man. And my friend was struggling with like anxiety medication and all this and that. And I think began to break the holds of that and so many other things in his life. So he said he was taking himself slowly off of that. I haven't touched base with them to see how it's going. That's been great. God blesses me every day, everywhere I go. There's so many miracles, you know, even like pulling up in towns and finding parking is like a miracle so many times. Honestly, a lot of times I'm just traveling through cities and I do boondocking and I'll end up staying in a city for almost next to nothing. And yeah, other people I meet and they just they talk to me, why are you so happy all the time? Or why are you smiling all the time? Or what's your story? Or why do you wear white like this? It's a conversation starter. And I begin to tell them my testimony. And yeah, it's been really great. Like I remember probably the one I remember the most was a girl in Texas. And I'm telling her my testimony and like, she began like crying and stuff. But I think we were like hanging out in like a pub and they had some music or something going on. But she started crying and talked about like how she grew up in like the faith. And I think her background was really like strict and there were all these rules and stuff. And she had fallen away from it, but she always knew there was something more. And like, that's exactly what she wanted for her life was diving deep in God and living a called life, you know? That's really great.
Yeah. And for our listeners who don't know, Will Stone has about the coolest thing on the internet, at least in my estimation. Your testimony, bro. Oh my gosh. When I came across that, praise the Lord, you know?
Glory to God. Yeah, definitely. All glory to Him for sure.
I would love for you to just share that testimony too. I mean, I remember when I first watched it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. That night I shared that story with my kids. I got two girls and a boy,
nice.
8, 5, and 2. I shared them your story as their bedtime story. And for about 2 months after that, my little girl, Emma, she'd just walk up to me and say, what's up, my dude?
What's up, my dude?
I love it.
That's so good. Definitely. Greeting. Perfect. Yeah. I've had tons of people. I think we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony, strength of our testimony. So I felt called and just shared the testimony online to reach tons of people. And it's been a wild ride. I'm thankful for God. He's the one who gave it to me. And yeah, it's been a lot of positive feedback. People, when I used to work at, I'm self-employed now and I've been for a while, but people, when I used to work at a music store and recording studio, people would call up the music store and recording studio. Somehow they found the number. They're like, yeah, I just checked out this testimony and totally changed my life and I love it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I was like, it's kind of weird to call me about work, but hey, cool. Hey, praise God. I'm glad it reached you. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy to have tracked you down and gotten this interview with you. I would love for you just to share for our listeners your testimony.
Yeah, definitely. I could do that. Most important thing that's ever happened to me. I always love to share whenever asked, definitely. So, my background initially was an atheist. Growing up, I kind of thought I knew everything. I kind of looked at Christians as brainwashed. And it was like, I thought like religion was a controlling mechanism, you know, invented by the government or people. There were tons of celebrities and different things out there that also believed in that and spoke about that a lot, you know. And I thought science has all the answers, you know, that somehow science and the Bible were at contrast or something and science was true. My views have changed a lot. So yeah, I was in my teenage years, like I said, I thought I knew everything. Really headstrong. I would try to talk people out of their faith, you know. I was probably like 19 or 20, maybe 21, somewhere around that age. And something really weird happened in my life out of nowhere. It was kind of strange. So I was just living life and doing my thing. And one day I was walking along and the whole testimony is weird, honestly. We'll start to get into weirdness to start out with. So I was walking along. A voice spoke to me out of nowhere. This voice, it spoke like from the outside. You know, I heard it with like you hear other people speaking to you to your ears, but it also hit me in a different way. Like the voice is also like, it hit me in my heart. And this voice said, what it said is, I want you to follow me, this voice. And it spoke. And for some reason, when it did, I knew it was God. This voice comes out. I want you to follow me. And honestly, I didn't believe in God, but here was this voice like, you know, speaking, I want you to follow me. I was like, whoa, what is this, right? And I remember I was super young and dumb. You know, I was really headstrong in my own path. And I remember I said one of the stupidest things that I could have said at that point. I said, my response was, God, you've got really bad timing. The creator, the master of the universe has really bad timing. So funny. And I was like, you know, I've got my own plans. I'm doing this and that. I've got my own pursuits in life. You know, I valued the gift over the gift giver. So I was like, I'm trying to pursue music and do this and that. And I don't think it'll work out right now, you know, maybe later, but not right now. And that was my response. God didn't argue with me. It was pretty much, he said his part, I said my part. And that was pretty much it. You know, I felt it was weird. I felt like a weight drop on me from making that decision, but I was like, I don't care, you know, I'll carry this weight. And this is what I'm doing, you know? Mm-hmm. And the next years of my life was filled with a typical college lifestyle that I feel like is really easy to fall into, especially like musician lifestyle as well, of hanging out in bars all the time, you know, smoking, drinking, excessive partying, and kind of everything that goes with that, you know? And after a while, it really started to wear on me. You know, I kind of felt like the fabric of who I was starting to come like unraveled. I don't know. I could feel like mm-hmm. the effects of this lifestyle start to like wear on who I was. Almost like if it was like a acid washing or like super bleach washing or something, just eroding. And, you know, I started to think about things and I was like, why do I do this? You know, why do I drink so heavily? And, you know, why do I smoke and do this and that? And like all these things are honestly like, why do I poison myself with cigarettes and like excessive alcohol and all this and that? I'm basically like just killing myself. You know, what is this? This is it's really stupid. It's some kind of societal norm I've fallen into. And, I started to question that and kind of start to step away from it. And also I started to question, I don't know, reality around me and stuff. I don't know, like, started having weird deep thoughts, you know. It's like, what is this whole life thing? Like, what is, I didn't sign up for this. I was like, and really what is happening? Like, why these other beings that are around me? I started really questioning things. I was like, why do people say the things they do? And like, what is really going on here, you know? Instead of, normally it's just, you do the day to day and that's all it is. But I was like, what is this whole thing, you know? And I remember when I started to kind of question things and kind of step back from the lifestyle that I was in, like pursuing like partying, instruction and everything. I encountered this force, and all of a sudden, like, I felt like this supernatural force started showing up. And I felt like I was under attack from the enemy. Honestly, I felt like the spiritual battle started happening. I felt like, honestly, I felt like Satan was showing up in my life, and these spiritual happenings would happen where Satan would show up and this like spiritual happening, these weird things would happen. And basically the message that was always portrayed to me was like, you're the biggest piece of trash that's ever existed in the whole universe, and you're doomed forever, you know? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know any better. I didn't know that the devil was a liar, you know. So I just accepted that, and I was like, oh man, maybe that's so. I was like, oh man, this sucks, you know. Mm-hmm. I was lost. I was always like constantly seeking and looking. All my friends at the time around me, you know, were in the same state that I was. So they didn't have any answers, you know. Most of them, you know, if you ask them for answers, I mean, their answer would be like diving heavier into drugs and alcohol. And honestly, it started to be like revealed, like, honestly, some of them were like kind of Satanists and stuff. It was kind of weird, you know. Mm-hmm. They were like after evil. And I was just totally lost. So I was like in the state of, I don't know what all this is. And apparently I'm doomed forever. The biggest piece of trash that ever existed, you know? And that's a super anxiety. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I remember that went on for a long.
Just to interject, I've experienced some of that same things when you were talking, like the anxiety, the attack from the enemy. I mean, I'm a musician myself. I actually, the first time I ever began leading worship is in the season of depression. The devil was just all over me all the time. And especially even that day when I was leading worship, the memory came back when you said that, the biggest piece of trash, you know, that the devil was right there as I was leading worship for the very first time and saying, "Don't you know you're going to hell? Don't you know you're going to hell?"
Man,
and just like, whoa. Yeah.
The devil's a liar, you know? So if he's saying those things, that's a good sign. Like those are the signs, like you start thank goodness that like the father of lies is telling me this. So if he's mm-hmm. telling me that, if he's saying this, something of the opposite has to be true, you know? Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I feel like it's a good sign, but at that point I didn't know it. And like, you know, not even like, I have no spiritual warfare tools. I haven't even partnered with God. It's, you know, I'm totally weak, just getting beat up all the time. But yeah, definitely. I feel you on that. And I think anytime you start to do something good, like, and he'll show up, you know. I felt like if I was in like a destructive lifestyle, no problem at all, you know, just make it smooth sailing, you know, and just lead you into a ditch. Honestly. So that went on for some time. And eventually, one day, my sister came to me and she said, I'm deciding to get baptized. And if you want to get baptized, you can too. I feel like she was kind of just like thrown to the wind. She kind of like, she knew me as just an atheist, you know, she didn't know any story about God mm-hmm. talking to me or anything like that. And I was like, you know what, I'll think about it, you know. For me, I was like, I remember God wanted me to follow him. So I started like trying to study the Bible and understand everything. I was like up late at night, you know, reading through this. The story of Jesus seemed like an awesome guy, you know. I was going through it. There's a certain amount of time I had before she was getting baptized. I was misunderstanding so many things. It was hilarious, some of the things I'd tell you then. You know, you knew, you started to get into it. I was like, the story of Jesus seems like a cool guy. I'm like a real like melancholy personality type, if you know, different personality types, and really like detail based, you know, like investigating and everything. I was like, the story of Jesus sounds super cool. I was like, but did he actually like exist as a person? You know, maybe you could prove that. Did he come down and like die for our sins? And like, you know, he was the sacrifice for that. I was like, how do you prove that? You know, what that. There's no way like logically like prove that. It's just like, it's only a leap of faith to get there. And honestly, my baptism wasn't even like the way you traditionally do things. But you know, you're saved by faith. I feel like, and no actions are going to save you anyway. The divinity of Jesus and everything, I was still on the fence about. I was like, I don't really know about this. But you know what? I remember God told me he wanted me to follow him. And honestly, I said, I don't know what all this means, but basically me getting baptized is just me saying, I'm trying to figure this out and try to walk towards this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got baptized and I thought like that everything would be super great. Everything after that would be like super awesome as far as like spiritual warfare. And it was the total opposite. So I was under attack sometimes before. It was like every once in a while, these weird spiritual things would happen. I got baptized and it was weird. It was like, it almost felt like the spiritual world and like the physical world, like almost like merged as one for me. And like, I was under attack like every single day. Like I feel like Satan was showing up. You're the biggest piece of trash that ever existed. You're doomed forever. And almost like, honestly, like trying to pull me into whatever Satan wanted to do, you know, and I went in like some kind of weird, I don't know, almost like cultist thing he's got going on there. I don't know what that is. Thank God. God kept me from any of that. Definitely. Like I said, I was just searching for answers, but thank God that God never allowed me to go into any of that or anything. And then that was going on for a while. I was under attack every day and honestly, like, trying to understand things and just lost. And eventually it was one night I got fed up with these attacks all the time. You know what? I was just fed up with it. I was like, I was sick of it. This constant attack happening on me. And this is the most important thing that happened in my life. So it was nighttime. I went into my room and I just started to pray, you know? So a leap of faith. I just started to pray. I prayed, Jesus, heal my heart, heal my body, heal my mind, heal my soul, heal this place. That's the prayer I prayed. And I just started praying it over and over again, you know? I think I prayed like a heathen the first time, reaching out. So I just continued to pray. I was like, pray, you know, heal my heart. It feels like 100-ton weight, you know? I was like, heal my mind. It's thinking thoughts that it shouldn't even think. You know, I would, like, thoughts would just, like, happen. I was like, man, you shouldn't even think that. Just all things. Heal my body. Heal my soul. Heal this place. I was like, it's all stained. You know, everything just wasted away, all this, you know, honestly. And I wasn't praying that very long. And then something kind of crazy happened. So I was praying that. And there was a light on outside my room. It was like a street light that was shining in through the window. And this is the part of the story that gets even more weird. But I'll tell, definitely. I was at, like I said, total bankruptcy. Life, I had just, like, poured filth and destruction all over it by my own choice, you know. And I was praying those things. I wasn't praying them very long. And there was a street light on outside my house. And the light was coming through the window. And like I said, this is the part of the story where it gets kind of weird, really weird. I don't have any explanation for it. But I asked, and I feel like God's given it to me. So the most important thing that's ever happened in my life. So there was something, like the street lights are doing something weird. I was like, what's going on with the street light? You know, I look over here. And all of a sudden, there was something traveling in on the beam of light, like traveling on top of it, like traveling on the beam of light. This thing was moving and growing and getting closer. And all of a sudden, pretty quickly, there was this person that was in my room, this being that was floating, like, in a meditative position. And they float in through the window, and boom, they're all of a sudden, they're in my room. This person shows up, and there's rays of glory coming off this person. There's rays of majesty coming off this person, rays of holiness, rays of almightiness, rays of purity coming off this person, like, just a crazy aurora going on. And their body language was off the charts. That's totally awesome. Show up, and I'm like, stunned, and I'm like, what is going on right now? Please edit that. I'm getting tongue tied. And it looked just like Jesus. And I said in my heart, I was like, you're Jesus. I was like, what's going on right now? It looked just like Jesus. They were clothed in white, you know. And sober at the time. People have asked me, definitely. I couldn't deliver my testimony if I wasn't. And he looked at me and he said, Will, he said, what's up, my dude?
Yeah.
So he said to me, could be translated to, like, what's good, my brother, or something like that. And I was just kind of starstruck. I was just stunned. And like I said, my life was in spiritual bankruptcy, and was feeling that hardcore. And he looked at me, and I felt like he saw, like, the biggest treasure you can imagine, you know? I felt like he sees this as, like, everything we're meant to be, everything we're created to be. I feel like he sees us, like, just, like, as every, like, us at our peak. Like, I feel like he saw us, like, a sinless or something. I don't know. Nothing is holding you back, you know? It felt amazing. It was the most amazing feeling. It was honestly like feeling of, like, pure love, just, like, washing over me. Like, whoa, it was crazy. The most amazing feeling I've ever felt. Just the value he sees in us. Like, I think he created each and every one of us. We're created for eternal purpose. You know, more than we even know, like, blessing has been bestowed on us. And, just to be alive is a magical thing, you know? And, he said, I don't have kids, but I would like kind of relate it to, like, looking at your kid or something, like, just, like, boom, like a love you feel. Like, if I don't know, if, like, all of a sudden your kid could, like, feel something like that, like a connection, they'd be like, man. Like I said, it was.
Yeah, we're all his babies, and he definitely loves us like that. Yeah.
Definitely. Imagine everything you want for your kid, you know. God's a father, you know, he's a family man, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was, like you said, the most amazing feeling I ever felt. It's like, I was like, whoa, it was amazing. And that happened. And I feel like it's a love he has for everyone, honestly. Hmm. And just have to connect to it. And then I felt like he was like, showing me a message. He was teaching me a lesson, but he wasn't using words when he was doing it. So like all of a sudden, like then he started like floating around the room, and he was like floating around quickly, like floating around. And I felt like he was showing me, like he was saying, like, I'm the ultimate problem solver. I can't be stopped. He's like, I solved this problem, which allows me to solve this problem, which allows me to solve this problem, which allows me to solve this problem. And really, really quick, the fastest that can ever be done, you know? And like, I got this like impression, like if you had like infinite Rubik's cubes lined up, and you're going to time somebody to solve them, and be like, okay, it's infinite amount of Rubik's cubes. Ready? Here we go. You press it and be like, go. Like, as soon as you press that button, you'd be like, done. You'd be like, what? You'd be like, this is possible, you know? And I was like, whoa, it's crazy. And so he did that, and then then he floated through the wall and down the street and disappeared, and it all happened pretty quickly. And I was like, what just happened to you? I was like totally ecstatic, like mind blown, like we just had like full spectrum of crazy emotions, and this all doesn't make any sense. And I just like sat there for a long time, and I was stunned. I just like sat there like in half like disbelief. I was like, oh, what just happened?
Yeah.
And
really, it really speaks a lot about who this God really is, that he's the creator of all, but not just a creator, but like the father, like you kept saying, like a father loving his child, and that he takes time to all the time that we need, you know, like he says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He's always with us, that we're always loved by him, that we're always surrounded by him, because in him we live and move and have our being.
Definitely.
Yeah. And the guy that we live in, he's a loving father, you know, and a wonderful savior and friend and brother and Jesus and
amazing
Lord.
Most amazing person I've ever met. Most amazing guy that's ever existed. God came down in the flesh. It was amazing. He gets things done. He's quick, man. He doesn't mess around. I'm telling you. He's on it, moving forward. Doesn't waste any time. And that's just like, so he just like blew through there. And like, man, just that one connection, the love I felt right there, like changed my life, like forever. Crazy. And like I said, I just stood there for a long time, and I was totally stunned, starstruck, and just like totally starstruck, and smiled for a long time, and eventually I didn't even know what to do. I was like, I don't know what to do now. I was like, I guess I go to bed now. So then like after that I just like laid down. I still had the stupidest smile on my face. It could not go away. And went to sleep. And I remember the next morning was like, it's the most beautiful morning I've ever seen in my life. I woke up the next morning, and it felt like there was peace on earth. Honestly, like, you know, all that like anxiety that I faced, like that like feeling that there was just like, I don't know, like tugging at like just like a grip on my heart or something all the time. That was just gone, and it felt amazing. I felt like the sunrise is like the most beautiful one I'd ever seen before. You know, it's like getting up early for work, and I felt like there was like a thickness in the air, you know, and like I was just like breathing it in. Like it almost felt like something was hovering in the air. Like I was breathing it in, and it was just purifying me. And I remember like there was like the birds were chirping. It sounded beautiful, you know, and felt amazing. I remember I probably showed up for work that day with like the biggest like smile on my face, and they were probably like, what's up with this guy, you know? And everything was super, super good after that, man, for sure. You know, reaching out to Jesus, reaching out to Christ, you know, things haven't been the same since. I didn't tell people that story like for a long time. Honestly, I was like, if I tell people this, like, I don't even know what happened, man. I'm like, if I tell people this, like, they're going to think I'm totally crazy or something, you know? I don't even know what's going to happen. I was like, I think just over time, like, spending time with God and stuff, you know, I was like, you know, whatever happens to me, honestly, more important is, this story of, man, the creator and his love for us. Like, so I used to tell people all the time that, Jesus never existed, and, I had no idea, but God has showed up to me. Jesus showed up in my life, the most awesome person I've ever met, completely transformed my life from the inside out. You know, I was like, you know what, whatever people think is more important that, I tell this story. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you think of me or honestly what happens, you know, this testimony, I can't like this happened to me and be like, oh yeah, sorry, I didn't tell anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I was in the situation I was in, totally lost. Like I said, felt like total piece of trash in my life, felt like totally like my life was doomed forever. If, you know, if someone had something else they could, I wish like there was more solid Christian people in my life, or people that had like connections with God in my life. He is uplifting. He is building. He transformed me, and he's only good, you know? So I was like, man, it's more important that I share this for sure. So that's kind of why I made the YouTube video. I was like, how can I share this, you know? And I was like, I'm just gonna make a video on YouTube and put it up there, and then boom, you know, it's up there for everybody. Anybody can connect with it and see it. Long after I'm gone, testimony of God will continue, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think he's using it in amazing ways. Definitely. There's been tons of people reaching out, and tons of people said it's connected to him. Tons of people said, you know, they've had time with God, just like laughing and crying and experiencing his spirit. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because God's always reaching out to connect with his kids and bring them home and lead them home. You know,
definitely.
So,
and I feel super blessed. I want to say, you know, like, that's not a normal experience that happens. So other people, you know, there's lots of Jesus videos on the internet. You can look up like other people's testimonies of seeing Jesus, which is really cool. And, you know, one thing was for me, it was like, they all explained them like, looking about the same, you know, throughout history. Like I said, he kind of looked like, paintings I'd seen, but a little bit different. And, other people have experienced them. You know, the Bible says, blessed are those who believe and haven't seen, you know, you know, I think everybody's going to see Jesus at some point. For me, like, you know, it was like belief, and then Jesus showed up. So that was cool. And, but I believe everyone, you know, you're going to have an experience with God and the Holy Spirit. If you reach out for him and seek him, honestly, man, he will transform your life, and crazy, awesome, supernatural things definitely here on the agenda.
Oh, yeah. You know, even like from Joel 2, it says he speaks to us in dreams and in visions, you know, like that vision of the Rubik's Cube thing, like I'm the great problem solver, you know, yeah. And he'll speak to us through in our dreams. Have you had Jesus appear in your dreams as well?
I can't recall any time that I've had Jesus appear in my dreams or anything, you know, like honestly, like seeing Jesus, that was like the only time like visual seen him, you know, like I've experienced, I think like the only other closest experience was like experiencing like fasting, you know, like I felt like a real closeness, like almost like felt like I could sense him and like his movements in the room, but it wasn't like I could see him or anything. There's lots of other points just in everyday life I feel like I can feel him like moving or different things like that with me in situations. I also wanted to add, like, like I said, when that situation happened, totally sober, I've had lots of people like comment the video like, oh yeah, what kind of drugs are you on when this happened, you know? And like I said, totally, absolutely sober. I couldn't share the testimony if I wasn't, and be like, I don't know, you know. Yeah, I just wanted to add that in there. But you said had some dreams and things.
Oh, yes. I had one experience where I was actually playing some music for a nursing home, and I decided, and I don't often do this, I decided to read some scripture. I was reading the prodigal son story. That was just what was on my heart and mind to do. And as I was reading it, when you get to the part where my son, who once was dead, is now alive, just before that, Jesus appeared right in front of me, you know, and he was looking at me with just love, so much love. As one person put it, his eyes are the color of love.
Nice. I like it.
Yes. And it was just melting my heart. I was like, wow, you're speaking to me through this. Like my son, he was like, Daniel, my son is now alive, you know? And that was nice. Just a profound, life-changing moment. I mean, I've had, lots of dreams where, Jesus has appeared in my dreams in one form or another, you know, like he appeared to his disciples after his resurrection in different forms. They're like, is this really Jesus? I don't know. But they knew in their hearts that he was, even though physically he looked differently.
That's really interesting. Definitely.
I never get too hung up about how he chooses to appear to people. I think he appears to people in ways that they can most readily accept. And so if it's from pictures they'd seen, like, okay, yeah, he looks similar but different, you know? He's always going to look a little different because whatever. But people come with their preconceptions and stuff. But
there was one thing one person said to me one time, and it was almost like a stumbling, like made me think, you know, it was a valid question or a valid, like it was an interesting statement they said. So I think like this person and some thought and like other people's testimonies really helped me out with this. I think they were from like a Buddhist background. They're like, oh, you didn't see Jesus. What you saw was you at your future self is what you saw, you know, like, I was like, that's an interesting statement you've made. And I was like, I don't, you know, I honestly don't feel it was me, you know? The other thing was is that there's tons of other people that have seen Jesus and he showed up as himself, you know? Mm-hmm. So there was, you know, male and female both have seen Jesus, you know, and the same person. I don't know, kind of cool. I felt that was confirming to me another.
Yeah, and what I also love and what your story speaks to me is just how personal God is. Like he speaks our language. He knows exactly everything about you. And to greet you with, what's up, my dude? That's you. That's you, dude.
Right. No doubt, huh?
Yeah.
Relating to me for sure. Definitely. It kind of blows people. They're like, oh, wait, he didn't speak in like the old King's English or something, you know? I think God can speak to like other people, like other languages, you know, like you'd show up like, you know, some guy with a different language. Like, he spoke to me in English. I had no idea what he said. I don't think so. God would speak to him in ways they'd understand for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves us so very much. And I just wanted to emphasize that to our listener that Jesus loves you more than you think he does. That's absolutely always true. And that's an exciting thing to wake up to every day. That he loves you more than you think he does. So there's more love to discover today than you knew about yesterday. And just pray like, Lord Jesus, I receive your love. See what that does. Pray like what Will prayed, you know, like, Lord Jesus, heal my mind, heal my soul, heal my body, heal this place. You know, and the healer will come, you know. Holy Spirit is always faithful. The Bible says it's a guarantee. If you draw near to the Lord, he will draw near to you. And if we reach out to him, if we come to him, Jesus said this. And then, by the way, this is what saved my life and got me out of depression. Was John 6:37, where it says, as many as the Father has given me will come to me and I will never reject them. So you have this promise of accepting for anybody who comes to him.
He is an open door. He's an outstretched hand. You know, I mean, just reaching out to him, he'll grab hold.
Yeah.
Greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. He started to break off all those things, you know, addictions and anxiety and depression and challenged me and moving me through so many ways, you know. I feel like it's all my personal choice to go through those things, but like he led me through those things like for good reasons, and thankful he's how far he's brought me, you know.
Well, thank you for joining me in this conversation with Will Stone as he meets Jesus face to face. There is more that we discussed. This is just part one. So please subscribe to this channel, sozotalkradio.com. You can subscribe at YouTube. All the links to where you can connect with what I'm doing here on Sozo Talk Radio are on sozotalkradio.com. If you wish to support Sozo Talk Radio, you can do so under like the banner ministry of Reflect Worship. That's kind of what, you know, my wife and I are doing a lot under that. We write and record music at reflectworship.com. I have a full-time nursing home ministry, so your support goes to help fund that as well as, what I'm doing here on Sozo Talk Radio. So all kinds of stuff. You can do so at patreon.com/reflectworship. I am so thankful for your support. I'm so thankful that, you know, some people have jumped on board and are supporting us there. It really helps to, support this work. So thank you.